Welcome everyone into It's Probably You, Off Script. I'm your host, LVP, and today I think we need to talk about the first step because it's a vital piece of getting to the next. Often people come up to me and they ask me my opinion on how to get started with something, how have I gone about kind of creating processes and things of that nature with all the different projects that I try to juggle. It's one thing to have an idea and try to think through what hurdles and situations you might encounter. It's another thing to start overthinking it, paralysis by analysis. You're just thinking yourself in circles. You haven't actually gotten started. You don't have anything tangible to be able to put your hands on and say, okay, this feels this way when I do it. You don't have anything in front of you that's giving you a semblance of a win. You don't have a failure. There's nothing to call upon. How do you take that first step? How does it help you to get to some of the subsequent action that takes place? And I found two quotes that were really like hit the nail on the head for me. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step by Martin Luther King. And the secret of getting ahead is getting started. You can watch all of the YouTube videos you want. You can watch all the experts and get all the opinions of everyone around you, but you're never going to know what it actually feels like until you get started. And it brings me to thinking about that 30-day challenge that I did. And of course, I've tried other challenges on my time with It's Probably You. Some of them I've just failed outright. Some of them I have been more successful with. And the yoga one was very pivotal. When I sat down and said, okay, I want to do another challenge, right? This time I'm going to do a yoga challenge. I'm going to do 30 days of yoga. I'm going to make sure that I make the barrier to entry very small for myself. It was super simple. 10 minutes a day, that counts as being successful for me. So I did that. And I got to like day 23 before I realized I hadn't even missed a day. Even with traveling, with other things going on, I was able to still hit my 10 minutes a day every single day for 30 days. It wasn't because I have some crazy discipline or that I just can do things that other people can't do. No, I'm pretty sure if I would have made it 30 minutes every single day, I probably wouldn't have been able to get to it. But 10 minutes was very attainable. 10 minutes gave me the flexibility to say, okay, I'm at 10. Maybe I do want to do 30. Or I just really want to get my 10 in today so I can stick to it. There were days where I just did 10. There were days where I did 45, 50 to an hour. But the barrier to entry, the minimum standard, the minimum viable product for me, or the minimum outcome for me, was just the 10 minutes. And as I went through that, my confidence built. I started to explore things that I had never tried before. I started to understand different forms of yoga. Because 10 minutes with the same type of yoga, yeah, it's fine, but there's no variety. I'm a man who likes variety, so I wanted to seek other things. So my curiosity was piqued. I had no idea that there was a pandemic on the other side. I had no idea what was on the horizon for me. I just started with something. And then an opportunity came up to get a scholarship to teach yoga, something that I would have never thought about. And even when I went into the training, I just went into it to grow my own knowledge. I had no anticipation of actually teaching. I have documented that. I have said that everywhere many a time. I did not anticipate that I was going to want to actually teach yoga. I was just going to strengthen my own practice. But then another thing happened. Somebody approached me and asked me if I'd be willing to come and teach into a space. And it's like, you know what? I might as well give it a shot, right? I might as well try it. And then I tried it. And I've fallen in love with it. It's been so much fun to get to know people, to be around them, to really like share my philosophies and the things that I think through. It feels like I'm actually connecting with other people and using a specific practice to be able to do it. So it's been pretty incredible to step into the space and to learn. But now, right? Now that I'm here, I know what my next steps are going to look like. Now I'm going to be learning more about anatomy. I'm signed up to go through a course with a yoga teacher that I really admire and appreciate. And now I'm going to get to expand my knowledge with anatomy. Now I want to try to go to other teachers' classes to understand how they do things and interact and start to build out my own community outside of a studio. All of this to say, I would not know that I needed to learn more about anatomy and that I wanted to take other people's classes had I not just started a 30-day challenge. If I sat there thinking to myself, what challenge am I going to do? And I just sat there for days on end, weeks on end, just trying to nail down the perfect challenge and the perfect situation for myself, I might not be here in this moment. That opportunity, I had no idea it was going to be there. Nobody saw that pandemic coming. So it's often more important that you just start, that you just put yourself into a position where you are moving in a direction. Let the navigation of what you need next, let that come naturally. But you just need to start. You just need to move. I like this idea, right? That we are in control of our own action. That there are things that we can do right now, today, that can help us years down the line. I firmly believe that opportunities come to you as you start building on your own. If you build it, they will come. I know that is so cheesy, but every opportunity that I have gotten has come from me just starting on my own and putting that out into the world. Believing that what I have and what I'm offering is valuable. The belief started with me, and it kind of bubbled from there. So I want you to think about where you are right now, what you're trying to build, what you're trying to create, what ideas do you have? And just take a step. It doesn't even have to be a big step, but you've got to come out of thinking about wanting to take action. You got to come out of thinking about all the things that could go wrong. Believe in you, because I believe in you. The next step, I think this is something that we'll do a little bit more on, because I think that there could be a process built around this, but I'm still not there. But I wanted to put this out because it has really changed my life, and I would not be here without just jumping in head first. So if you're on the fence, I hope that this gives you the confidence to say, you know what? If that guy can do it, I definitely can do it, and you can, but you have to believe. Oh, this was fun. Well, that's it. Thanks for hanging out with me. Off script.